Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
This is Comedians with Ghost Stories, and I'm your host, Emily Winter. Today on the podcast, Jericho Davidson.
What's up?
Jericho from Tucson.
Yep.
It's very haunted there.
It's a wild place,
and
Tucson, Arizona.
And you have a million.
I have a million. I'm born, raised. My dad was born there. My grandma was born there.
Did you grow up with them being like, this place is haunted?
It goes deeper than that. Like, my dad was gifted, if you will. He had the sense or whatever,
okay,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
But it was weird. It also made him crazy and an asshole.
He knew too much?
Yeah. My grandma was the same. My grandma used to tell me when I was little that the devil was afraid of her.
Oh my God, that's the most badass thing I've ever heard in my life.
My grandma was mean. She was wild. But I think it all starts with her. It starts with my grandma.
Do we want to go in chronological order? Or is there story that you're dying to tell?
It's one of those things. Like, it just was always part of my life for so long that it was just almost normalized. It was like not even that weird. Like when we were, there was a story that me and my sister have, that we were walking one time through the desert to, like, just a shortcut to get to the house. Like, we lived in a small city, but a big town or whatever. The Tucson's not small. And it was just, there was like a little patch of desert that we'd cut across it to go to wherever we were going. And there was like an old abandoned house there, but just nothing really. And we weren't allowed to play at the house, which makes sense. It's abandoned, you know, kids were there, junkies and whatnot, I'm sure were there. And we were walking day in the middle of the day one day, and we were walking with my dad, and it was me and my sister and my dad. And my sister's like, there's this lady, she's following us. And we all turn around, and my dad's like, oh, don't look at her, just keep walking. And then he starts like, the best way to describe it was, he starts like speaking in tongues almost.
What? Like, how did
he's like, he's just like, he's like, don't look at her, don't look at her. And he starts, and we keep walking, and she's like behind us, and my sister's freaking out, and I'm freaking out, obviously.
How old are you at the time?
This was because my dad like took off when I was 9.
Okay.
So this was like 6 or 7, something like that. And he was just like, just don't even pay attention to her. And he starts speaking this crazy shit that I've heard him speak on other occasions.
Whoa.
But, and she's following us, and like my sister keeps looking, and he's like, no, look, everything's fine. And he's like, and then she was gone. But that was just like a normal thing. It was like not, and then I just didn't want to go through that little section of desert anymore.
You just avoided
it? I'd go around it, you know?
So what is this? What was your dad speaking in? Do you know?
It was some weird version of English. That he had his own. My dad would do like exorcisms and stuff.
Did you believe it? And do you believe it now?
Yeah, I mean, well, they're just shit. Too much shit that I've seen.
Yeah.
And I just don't. I was talking about this with my friend, and I was like, I have to believe the shit that I've seen. I don't know what it is.
Right.
I don't know. I don't think I believe in like a Christian heaven and hell type scenario.
Let's go to your grandma. So
my mean grandma.
This is so funny. I don't even know where to start. Yeah, your mean grandma who the devil was afraid of.
Yeah. So my grandma, she's, like I said, she was native, right? She grew up in southern Arizona. And there's a lot of that in that culture anyway. A lot of, you know, otherworldly stuff. Mm-hmm. But the story was, because I asked my mom, because my mom, you know, married into all this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
where's your mom from?
My mom's originally from Miami.
Okay.
But they moved the family up to Kingman, Arizona, which is up north.
Okay.
It's a small town. And she was with my dad for a long time. And I was like, what's up with those people? Even though they're my dad and grandma. Was like, my grandma in like 72 or something had a hysterectomy,
okay,
and bled out on the table and died for a while.
God. What?
And they brought her back.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, and my mom said that she was just always different after that.
Like, she was meaner?
Oh, yeah. She was crazy, too. She was mean. She was just, I was like, I'm going to write a book about it someday. And I thought, my grandma the devil, that's what I'll call it. She was just vicious and she was just mean. And
how would she treat, so she's just completely foreign to you when you're growing up because she's mean and you're like, why, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, I just got to stay. I was like, I was around her a bit, but I was just so terrified of her and her house was scary and.
Did she also do exorcisms and stuff? Or what?
No,
was
but
his?
She was like into some weird, my mom called it voodoo.
Okay.
It wasn't like voodoo, but it was something else. And I wasn't allowed to mess with it or think about it. And it was terrifying, so why would I, you know?
Right.
But she was like I'd go onto the reservation with her all the time and we'd go to some ceremonies and stuff and that kind of stuff.
Did you feel like it was scary to go to Indian ceremony or no?
No, that wasn't necessarily scary. The reservation is just scary because it's the reservation. Yeah. It's like a third world country.
Okay. Dang.
But
so
it was just, no, but so like they were always like, there were always stories that were floating around and it was like, when I was a little kid, it was like, I don't know what I believe. This is fucking stupid. They're all full of it, you know?
Yeah.
My dad would always do weird things, though. Like, that's when I noticed that he was on a different level. Like, one time when my parents were still together, they were like, we were all just chilling, watching TV. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 6, 7, 8 years old. And all of a sudden, he just pops up, runs outside, and runs under the house. He gets like, crawls in the crawl like a space under the house.
Okay.
And he like finds a big nest of black widows. He actually got stung a bunch, but he like cleared them all out.
What?
And my mom's like, what's up? Oh my God, we got to take you to the hospital. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. And he got stung and he was fine. But my mom's the one that actually told me the story because I didn't really remember it. But he goes, how did you know there were spiders under the house? Yeah. And he was like, oh, I could hear them.
Oh my God.
Like, nobody cares. You can't hear
you a can't spider. Hear a spider. What?
So he would all do that. I remember one time my stepsister brought home her boyfriend who had been there many times. Like, we all knew him. They were a little bit older than I was. And my dad just looked at him and he was like, if you need to take that shit off, leave it in your car or you can't come in my house. And he was like, what? And we're all like, what? Like, what are you doing?
What are you
being
about?
A weirdo?
Yeah.
And he was like, he had a necklace on, but it was under his shirt. I couldn't even see it. He's like, get that, go put it in the car or you can't be in my house. And he was off, this guy Jason was all freaked out and he went and put it in his car. And I asked him, we were kind of buddies, and he was all freaked out. He's like, I used to be all into Satanism and I would wear this necklace when we were doing like satanic rituals and shit. He was like a metal guy, you know?
Yeah.
And so my dad just knew. It was always shit like that with my dad.
That's crazy.
My dad's mom, so my dad's father-in-law, mm-hmm. told me this story one time. Because my dad died when I was 25.
Okay.
And so I didn't know him that well, and I wanted to, like, know. You know, he was around a little bit, but we weren't close. Or like, he
also such a mysterious person.
He wasn't blessed with the gift of bullshit, in his exact words. Like, he didn't like talking about shit. But my grandpa told me the story. They were out working on a piece of property they had out near Kingman, like making roads and shit. And all of a sudden, my dad just kind of disappeared. And my grandpa was calling him and like trying to find him. And I guess he turned a ridge and he's standing on the edge of a cliff. And there's just this big raven that's like on the drip, just staring. They're like eye to eye. And my grandpa just watched it for a while, and then the raven flew away, and he was like, what was that all about? And my dad was just like, oh, no, we were just talking. And then continued on to say, yeah.
How old was your dad during this time?
He was probably like 21 years old.
Oh, my God. 22
years old, you know? He was a young man then.
So it's kind of hard to figure out what's real and what's not real when your dad's like constantly
doing crazy shit like that.
Yeah. But also like it's not crazy if they're right. It's not like he was like, take that shit off. And then he wasn't wearing a necklace or like there was no spiders. Like,
yeah, that was my whole thing with weird between him and my grandma. It was always so weird. I remember the big one that I was thinking of, the one that like I saw, there was like, my dad would say he would like, yeah, I cleared the room or I got clean that from the house. And I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm. But there was my one of my stepsisters, her daughter was real little, and it got really scary. It was like, she's like, there's a man in my room at night. And they're like, what? No, there isn't. No, there isn't. No, there's a man in my room at night. And it was, it got weird. And then the other, the, all the kids would, were saying it, and it was like, my dad, I'm, so this part I wasn't there for. So I was like, I just heard all this secondhand. But I guess it got weird. Like the, my stepsister and her husband also were like, something's weird. Mm-hmm. There's something in the house and it's freaking everybody out. And my dad, went over and did his whole little, he had this ritual. I guess he would like anoint you, your head, I guess is what he would say. And he would anoint the house and the doorways and do his thing. And I guess he went over there and he was like, everybody needs to get out of the room. And it was, he was in the kids' room and everyone left the room. And all of a sudden they just heard this insane scream, shriek.
Like, right? A, like his, like your dad's, no, voice? Like somebody else.
Somebody else. And he came out and he goes, yeah, yeah, you're good now. Everything's fine. But I'm going to take this with me. And he took this, like, it was like a stuffed animal type thing.
Uh-huh.
And he brought it. And he, the motherfucker brought it to our house. And so shit got weird at our house.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what just...
This was the big one. This is the one that I was thinking that I was going to tell you. Okay. There's another part about the shit with my grandma and him that I'll loop back into. We can go back to, end.
Yeah. Okay, wait, so how old are you during this time?
Now, this is... So, my mom kicked me out of the house when I was 14. They had long divorced.
Okay.
Not talking.
Okay.
My mom's like, we're moving to a different town, but you're going to stay here. And I'm 14. What? It was right before freshman year of high school.
Where were you supposed to live?
And that's why I was like, oh, you're going to live with your father. I was like, you mean that dude I haven't seen in 3 years? Like...
Oh my God, okay.
And so I moved with my dad, and it was serious. Like, he was not in any position to be like a parent. Mm-hmm. He was just a single dude. Like, he would like just go away for like, he had a girlfriend down in Mexico, and so he would just be gone for 2 weeks. He would just leave me a note, and there'd be like a lot of food in the freezer. And he's like, you're fine. I'll be back in a couple weeks.
How did this make you feel? Did you feel like sad, or were you like, oh, this is, it was a like, it was pretty dream.
Sad.
Okay.
But it transferred into like, the only reason me and my friends were able to start a band was because he was never around.
Yeah.
And so that was a good thing. We ended up starting a band and we were always hanging out and we were always doing that shit. But so all of a sudden shit got really weird at my house. I mean, the house was always weird because he bought like this 4-bedroom house, like kind of in like the burbs, but it was just basically two bachelors living there, me and my dad.
Extra rooms is so weird, especially like where we're New Yorkers.
Yeah,
we have no, we don't even have an extra cabinet, you know, so it's so, so weird. Whenever I rent a house or something, I'm like, this space is terrifying. So yeah, just having the extra space for like, I don't know, things to exist,
it's weird. And like, I was alone in that house all the time, so a lot of times my friends would stay over.
Mm-hmm.
And shit was always just weird. Like, it was weird. We started, like, stealing bottles of booze from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And then we would drink and stuff and in the garage or my room. And he was never around, so we could just do whatever we wanted. But shit started getting weird. And there was one day my friend... The best thing about this story, even though it's terrifying, and is that I have a witness to it all.
This is great.
So I have we're still friends, and he's all, sometimes he'll be like, remember that fucking day? That was so weird.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
So we like, he spent the night, and it was, you know, it's like a weekend. So we wake up and we're just going to play some music or play video games or whatever we're going to do. We wake up and go into the living room, like try to turn the TV on and nothing happens. It's weird. I'm like, what's going on? Like, why isn't this going? So we're fucking around with the switches and nothing happens. We turn like a light switch on, and all of a sudden light in like the hallway turns on.
Weird.
We're like,
okay,
what the fuck is going on? But then it changes. It's like nothing's like consistent. And then we're like, what is going on? And then all of a sudden we turn the TV on. The TV turns on, but then the TV like pops like and goes off. And I'm like, what the shit is going on? This is so weird. And we go and like, you know, like the light in the kitchen turns on, a light in the living room. And it was like, what is happening? We go into the garage and turn the light on in the garage. And you know, like the automatic garage door opener light explodes.
Scary.
Like shoots like fucking sparks and glass everywhere. Like, whoa, what the shit? I call my dad. He's in town. He's just at work. And I'm like, dude, this shit's weird. I don't know what's going on. He's like, call the power company. I'll be home at 4 or whatever. Okay. I'm like, all right, cool. So I call the power company and they're like, we'll be out in within, you know, the next couple hours. So I'm like, this is so strange. And out of the, in the back room, which all there was in that back room at this time was a ceiling fan, but one of those 70s ones where the cord came out and plugged into the wall. Mm-hmm. And it had that like decorative chain around it. You know, mm-hmm. it's like so 70s.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Generic. That's all that was back in that room. My sister had some stuff in this room, but I don't think she was living with us yet at the time. She lived with my mom, but it was her room.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's room, and my room was on the other side of the house by the garage. So we hear this shit thrashing around, like, really aggressively, and we're like, uh-uh. We leave the house. Me and my friend Justin are like, this is too fucking weird.
Oh, my God.
We leave the house, and we go out, and there's, like, a convenience store down at the end of the block or whatever. We see the power company truck, so we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Let the guy in. The guy's like, so what's going on? And then he turns on like the foyer light,
mm-hmm.
and it is like a spotlight bright. Even he's like, whoa, what the fuck? Turns it off. He's like, this is strange. This is, shouldn't be happening. And he goes to the back and opens up the breaker box.
Uh-huh.
And it's outside. It's like right on the porch. He opens up the breaker box, starts flipping shit around. It explodes in his face.
Was he okay?
Yeah, he was fine. But he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh shit. He's like, I've been working for 15 years here and never seen anything like this. This is so crazy.
Oh,
and
God.
He's like on the phone, like trying to call his boss and trying to figure out. And at the time, my dad drove like a 80s fucking Corolla, Toyota Corolla. I'm sure it was one of those things that he bought it for $500 and drove it till it had 300,000 miles on it, you know. But it was really loud. And I always remember, the second I heard his car, the very second I heard his car, everything was back to normal. Everything, whoa. All the lights worked and everything was fine.
Was the guy still there?
The guy was standing, I was standing right next to him. And he was like, huh, what is going on? This is so, he's like, oh, what? Well, everything's fine. My dad walks in the house. And my dad, imagine like a big dude like me, but mm-hmm. with no sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
That was my dad, right? And he walked in and looks at the power guy right in his face. He's like, get the fuck out of my house. It's the first thing he says. And the guy was like, whatever, buddy, and leaves.
Oh, my God.
So me and my friend Justin are freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
And my dad just like, he's like looking around the house, walks around. He goes in his room, shuts the door, comes back. And I always remember because the empty room was across from his room into the very end of the hallway. It was mm-hmm. a long hallway. And he goes, hey, guys, come back here real quick, will you? And we walk back there. And I, my heart, like, sank when I saw. He's like, what the fuck is this? And the fan, ceiling fan, had been ripped off the wall. But, like, the chain was all, it was, like, dangling. And the chain was all wrapped around it. And it was all thrashed up.
That's terrifying.
And I was like, oh. Well, that was the noise we heard. We were both fucking freaked out. And he was like, no, everything's fine. And he does his whole ritual and, like, fucking start speaking in tongues and like anoints me and Justin in the house and like he's like, no, everything's fine. And then it was fucking just so terrifying, right?
Yeah.
And he was like, and then he realized, he's like, well, I guess that we should probably he's like, this is my fault, I brought it into the house. And that's when he showed me like the stuffed elephant elephant. Yeah. And he like got rid of it.
Oh my God. What did he do with it?
And then he just, I don't know. He put it in his car. I don't know if he just threw it away or what. But then he told me the story about what was happening with the stepsister's house. And like,
oh my God.
That was one of the craziest ones because I just, like I said, there was someone else with me and it was like so visceral and physical. Like there was a thing.
A fan coming out of the wall. Yeah. Holy smokes.
That was.
It's so weird how he keeps his cool.
Yeah, no, he's like, it was like not a big deal at all to him.
Oh my God, wow.
I did see him lose his cool one time, and that's what I was going to loop back
around.
Oh,
yes, this is.
So, him and my grandmother, they didn't communicate at all. Mm-hmm. Like, they had a big falling out. I still communicated with both of them. And he... my grandma used to say, she'd always be like, if I ever saw your father again, I'd cut his goddamn head off. That was what she'd say. She'd say, I'd cut his goddamn head off.
Why did they have a... I mean, because they're both two crazy people?
They're both just crazy people. Yeah. And then after, when my grandpa died, there was no reason for him or his brother to talk to my grandma anymore. Mm-hmm. It was just that they loved their dad. She was like the crazy one, you know? Mm-hmm. And when he died, there was like no reason. But for some reason, I still had a weird relationship with her. And she'd always just say that shit. And one time, I remember, this was the last time they ended up ever talking, was we were still pretty little, and he worked, like, my mom was a nurse, so she was working, like, the 7 to 7, mm-hmm. but he'd go into his job at, like, 3 p.m. and do, like, the overnight or whatever, the late, like, that mid-shift. So there were a few hours where we were alone, so he'd go to pick us up or drop us off, right? And one day he picked us up. And he was like, wait outside. I got to talk to your grandma for a second. I have no clue what they talked about. But a couple minutes later, he comes around. He's like, get in the car, go, go, go. Oh, yeah. And he's running. So me and my little sister run and like dive in the car. And my grandma's behind him with this butcher knife. This very specific, it's like a chef's knife. Oh. And she's like, I'm going to fucking cut your head off. You, fuck you. And like running. And we're like running. And he's running. He dives in the car, peels out of her driveway. And so that was the last time they talked,
right? Oh my god.
So when she died, when my grandma finally died,
I love it when somebody says that about a grandparent, when they finally died.
Yeah, I was like, oy, oy, oy. When she finally died, she left me the house.
Whoa.
Which was kind of crazy because it was a shithole.
Okay.
Like, she was a hoarder too, like, oh, at the end. I was like, oh, what to do. You know, and I'm like in my early 20s. I don't have any money. And she left me the house. So I was like, well, let's see what it is. I got one of those rollaway dumpsters. And I was like, well, we're just going to clear everything out and mm-hmm. just throw it away. Clear everything out. And my dad had this thing where he's like, I'm going to come help. And I was like, what? It's like he was doing me a favor, mm-hmm. right? And he was going to come help. And then a few days later, and so we were both going over there whenever we could, like just doing work for a few hours and leaving, and it was just such a mess. Like in there, I found some weird stuff too.
What'd
like,
you find?
I found like her weird little shrine ritual area, where it was like there were some candles, and she had all these occult books, and like there were these husks of like these weird like I guess the exoskeleton of bugs.
Oh
yeah, the way, and I was like, I like looked at. She had like all like the weird Christian stuff and like the weird not Christian stuff.
Would you be afraid to throw that stuff away?
No, I was just like, throw it in the trash right now.
I'd be afraid that like somebody would get mad at me from beyond the grave.
I was just like, I was so terrified. I was like, I don't want to look at it.
Yeah,
put it in this bag. Don't touch it. Nobody touch it. Grab a stick. You know, like she'll get you if you.
Yeah, if you look too hard at it or something.
And so I was like, yeah, I was like, oh no, I don't want to deal with any of that. But then like, so my dad hits me up and he goes, I don't know, I feel weird in that house. I mean, that's the house he grew up in too. He's like, I don't know, she's in my head. And I was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I don't know, I keep hearing her voice and she keeps telling me to kill Pam, and that's his wife, and he's like, to kill you, and then to kill myself. And I was like, that's in your head. I'm trying to like, come on, don't even worry about it. And then he goes, no dude, I was like on a ladder trying to get up on this thing, and I physically felt her pull on my leg. And I was like, no, it's not happening. What mm-hmm. is wrong with you? And he's like, okay, fine, you're right. And then he goes, he hit me up a couple days later. He goes, hey, were you at the house yesterday? I was like, no, I wasn't there. He was like, okay, I'm never coming back to this house. And I go, why? He goes, you'll see when you get there.
Oh my God. And I'm so nervous.
And I went and I saw it, and it was like plain as day. And it was like right where the ladder, like right where he was at, that exact knife that she always said she was going to cut his head off with was stabbed into the cabinet. And he was like, yeah, I'm done, sorry bud, I tried to help, you're on your own.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I was
what
like,
an angry lady.
Yeah, she was a little ball of hatred.
So having these two people in your life, and then you don't have this like gift.
No, I don't think so.
What do you think? What do you make of it? Like, what do you think?
All I can think about is that there's just other shit in the universe that we don't understand. And that just goes in that category.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand my taxes. And I don't understand, you know, relationships or, you know, being psychic or connected to the other world.
Oh, my God. Well, okay, do you watch scary movies? Do you like that kind of thing? Are you, like, interested?
It's entertaining to me.
But it's so weird that you just, like, have so much access to it. I don't know. I feel like I would be like, well, I'm so close to having it. I want it. But then I guess you see what it does to these people.
Well, because my dad killed himself.
Oh, man.
And, like, you know, like, he was always just such a miserable son of a bitch the whole time. And
did he give you any warning or didn't he?
Because he tried and failed the first time.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
And then he, like a year later, he did it again and was successful. So.
Oh, man, poor guy. Yeah.
I guess. It was just like never. It was the thing. He was just. One thing I learned from him and them is that, like, if I'm ever walking down the street and I normally go right and my gut just says go left, I'll go left without question. And I've just always done that. That's the extent of whatever that I have is that, like, I just am like, if I have a feeling, I'm going to trust it.
Right. That's super cool. I like that a lot. This is just because it's comedians with ghost stories. My question to everybody is, what's the scariest thing happening in comedy?
Oh, man. I just saw the three people that got on SNL. Super stoked about one, really confused about one.
And the other one you don't know?
The other one I don't know.
Yep, okay.
I was really scared.
That
scared about
to be
one.
What was happening in social media's reaction today, or like private chats, whatever.
Yeah, I was like, one, super happy for. Other one, don't know. Another one makes no sense.
Yep, okay. Well, if you're listening, you could probably figure that out.
I was on a tour, a run of one-nighters with the guy, my friend Pauly Casillas, and it was great. But the shows were all really terrible. Mm-hmm. One guy, we showed up, and this was terrifying because we showed up, and it's just a bar. Like I said, they were just one-nighters, and this we show up, and I was like, man, all these guys look like fighters. Like, is there a gym around? Like, they all had cauliflower ear, and I was like, oh wait, turns out there's an MMA event in the parking lot. So it's like, what is our little... No one's going to come to our little comedy show when there's people fighting in a cage outside.
Yeah, you're like, I think I want to go to to the fight.
There was like no one in there, but then all of a sudden, Pauly was on stage and this old biker dude was in the back. I'm like talking old, big white beard, old guy with his vest on and everything. And all Pauly said was, oh, we see what Santa Claus does on the off season. Mm-hmm. Pretty harmless joke.
Yeah, pretty innocuous, yeah.
Guy with the big white beard. And the guy goes, what'd you say, motherfucker? Fuck you, motherfucker. And he's like, whoa, man, I'm just joking. We're like in the audience. And I was like, oh, dude pulled out a gun.
No.
And he's like, what you got to say now, motherfucker? And I'm like, oh, fuck. Do I like try to tackle this guy? Or would that make it worse? Like, I don't know what to do. And Pauly handled it like super well. Like, it was shockingly that he calmed the guy down and got him done.
What did he say?
He was like, hey, man, we're just joking. It's all good, man. You want a drink? You want to hang out?
Yeah,
it was like, he was really cool. He was like, everything's fine. Like, no biggie. Like, it's all good. We're cool, man. I didn't mean any offense by it. And he was like, yeah, right. You didn't. What'd you say? And he's like, no, man, seriously. I just was making a joke, man. No big. And he was like, super calm. And I was like, he got up the second he got off stage. He's like, you guys are just going to let me get shot up there? What the fuck?
You handled it great. I would have just made it worse. Oh, my God.
The very next night in a different town.
Oh, God.
This show, there were people there. It was great. But I start getting like heckled really bad by a guy. But not like heckling. Just a guy going, fuck you.
No, great. Wait, what
fuck
town is this?
You. This was actually in Tucson.
Great.
This is like the hometown show. The homecoming show.
This is supposed to be your big homecoming.
This is the Saturday night. This was supposed to be our big money show for the week. And this guy was like, fuck you. You suck. Fuck you. And I, after what happened the night before, and I was just like so in a bad mood, then I was like, wait. I'm also, not only am I a comedian, I'm also a giant dude. I'm going to fucking fight this guy. So I was like, I told my friend, I was like, just tell me who it is. That's all you got to do. Because I couldn't see. It was dark. Mm-hmm. And I went in and I punched the guy in the face. And I got
during your set?
After my set. But there was still someone that had to go up after me. I wasn't headlining. So I ruined the show. I got thrown out. I got in trouble.
Did you get paid?
We still got paid, though. Barely.
That's the hard thing. It's like if there's other people that have to go up, it's like, what do you do? I don't know. That's pretty rad, though.
Yeah. There was something else I was going to tell you, which is funny. Oh, this was, I think a normal person would think this was really scary. Mm-hmm. But it was so funny. When I first got to New York, I ended up hooking up with this comedian.
Mm-hmm. Big mistake.
It didn't end as well as your situation, you know. I started hooking up with this comedian, and shit was kind of weird because she would always be like, oh, you got to be really quiet. I don't want my roommates to hear you coming. And I have to leave at weird times. And I was like, oh, it's really, I'm a secret, is what I realized.
Right.
Which, fine.
I've been a secret before.
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
It stings
a little.
Yeah, it weighs on you eventually.
But then she was like, I was like, oh, wait, you want to hang out? And she was like, oh, I have some friends in from out of town. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. He's like, oh, I have a friend staying with me in from out of town, so we can't hang out. And I was like, okay, whatever, no biggie. And then I go to do, I'm booked at the Creek. And then remember when the standing room was around the mm-hmm. corner. So I had to show up both that night. Turns out she's on the show with her boyfriend who's visiting from town, who's also a comedian.
No.
And so I don't say anything. I do my normal thing. But she goes up and it's fine. She's looking at me and she's all like, I was like, no, that's cool. I'm not going to fucking say shit.
Right.
Then he goes up and has a fucking mental breakdown on stage.
Oh, how wonderful.
And he goes, you give everything to a woman. You give her everything and she just treats you like shit. She fucks everyone in town. And I was with my buddy Graham. Uh-huh. And Graham knew about the situation. And Graham is laughing hysterically. And I'm just like, I was like, well, okay, this is funny, but as soon as he's done, let's leave.
Yeah.
We went over and I do the thing and I do my set and I make a rant. I don't go into it really on the stage, but I kind of be like, oh man, you guys missed this mental breakdown at the last show. Holy moly. And then I like walk out and they're there.
No.
And then he just like looks at me and she like is so embarrassed and I'm just like, okay.
He
heard me say that. Yeah.
Well, he did have a mental breakdown never had out that you were the one. You were the secret man.
I don't think he knew that or maybe I was just much bigger than him and he didn't want to engage.
Is he very famous now?
No.
Good.
No, he's not.
Yeah, I hate stories that end like that.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, he's on TV. She's married to a very famous comedian.
Good for her.
Well, more famous than me. That's the scariest part, that he's more famous than me.
I think it's scary that everyone has a podcast. I think it's scary that people who have Instagram followers are the ones who get actual good writing jobs. That's scary.
That's terrifying.
There's a lot of scary things.
Yeah, now that you say that, I think the scariest thing happening in comedy right now is like that YouTubers are getting headlining gigs at big clubs.
Oh, yeah. That's the scariest. Tell everyone where they can find you on the internet and one thing that you are proud of that's coming up or that you've done that you really like. Yeah.
Jericho Davidson on all the things. On Twitter and everything on Instagram. I think I'm Jericho Effing Davidson.
EFFING.
Yeah. And then Bushwick Bears on Sunday. That's the thing that's consistent. Yeah. I do. That's a great show.
It's a great show.
Mad Tropical every Sunday at 8:30.
That venue is awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's great. All right. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you so much for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I really hope you liked it. I'm obsessed with these stories and these people. If you enjoyed it,
you maybe should come to our live show. We're doing a live show of Comedians with Ghost Stories on Halloween night at 9:30 at Caveat. You can go to caveat.nyc to get a ticket. Also, if you enjoyed this, you can kick us a couple bucks. Just Venmo me at Emily-Winter. What that does is it helps pay for my Podomatic Pro account, which is a little pricey, and I need it for all the downloads. So thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I really do appreciate it. You can find me, Emily Winter, at emilywintercomedy.com and on Instagram and Twitter at Emily McWinter. That's Emily MC Winter because my middle name is McKenna. Anyway, keep listening. I hope you liked it. And have a great day. Oh my gosh. That was a dumb ending. Okay. But like, okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Oh boy.